Well, good afternoon, good morning, whatever the case may be. I'm Rick Cochran. It's Voice of the Valley, and I welcome you on board today as you're listening to one of our West Virginia radio stations, the West Virginia Radio Company stations this afternoon or this morning. We are bringing you the events in the community, those things that are happening that we feel you ought to know about. And certainly the folks that are visiting with us today, they think you should know about it. We have a lot of fun just connecting in this way. I want to thank our producer, Josh Exline. Josh, thanks for your commitment to being here today and making sure all the proper buttons are pushed and we're getting our voices on the way we want them. You know, Voice of the Valley, for your information, is a brand new program, a commitment from West Virginia Radio Corporation to highlight events going on in the community that are not-for-profit, those things that are going on that you want the community to know about. This is your voice. Make sure you get in touch with me to make sure I'm aware and we can work out some dates for you to stop by and be part of Voice of the Valley. 1 hour every week committed strictly to those community events like the ones we're going to talk about right now. I have with me a lady who's fast becoming one of my friends, Sister of St. Joseph. It's Rosie. Gosh bless you for coming by today. You're also a friend of my lovely wife, Jeannie Kay, and you brought her along with you today. Isn't that nice?
It was delightful. She's wonderful company.
You know, and she is. She's good company for me as well, and she's been a good bit of company for this radio station and company as she's been on the air with V100 for a number of years, and we delight in having her back here on the air today, but now as a part of the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Mm-hmm. And isn't that a great thing? We actually have Jeannie Kay in along with Rosie today to talk about a subject you guys are exploring right next door to us. Here we're at 1111 Virginia Street East, and next door is the Presbyterian Church. You guys are housed in counseling from that point. It's kind of a headquarters.
That's our main quarters, and then we have some satellites in other churches and other areas. We also in Ravenswood and in Cabin Creek.
Well, now this one right here, where you are currently, that's your office, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rosie, you have this program called nonviolent communication?
We've been calling it compassionate communication,
like,
but it's based on Marshall Rosenberg's nonviolent communication. So they're sort of interchangeable terms that we've used.
All right. Now, this compassionate communication is something that we use, what would you say, traditionally in relationships or the personal relationships? Do you carry this over to business relationships? How's that work?
In all of the above, it's really about connecting with other people. And a lot of times people find even in the business world, it enables them to do more business. We have had very positive responses from some people in the business world who've tried it in their interchanges with others. But especially any relationship that you want to make stronger, where you want to have a heart connection with the person. We just got a new grant that enables us to do classes for parents and teachers where, you know, to talk about how they can better have interchanges with the students, with the children that are more positive. So it has lots of uses in a lot of areas.
Communication in any aspect is really, it could be enhanced with this kind of compassionate communication. Now, what I'm thinking about is two things. Number one, a friend of ours that I know knows you very well, Harry Mills, has told me in many emails to, he's a big fan of this non-violent communication, and now we call it compassionate communication. He is in the business world and mm-hmm. is communicating all the time and feels it's imperative to be able to process communication in this way. Well, I'm bringing that all up because I'm letting you know that communication to me is more important than anything else you do on the planet, mm-hmm. in my opinion, mm-hmm. since we have to coexist, right?
Right.
And the ability for you to communicate, number one, from you outward is imperative. But secondly, recycling, and that is hearing and processing what's coming back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in my life, a lot of times it has been a difficult thing for me to process what's coming back because I'm so busy thinking about what I'm going to put out next or getting my point across and not letting someone else have the edge.
Right.
That as your wife, I can
no,
attest
not that
to
one.
That.
I knew that was coming. But true. And I mean, maybe especially in those scenarios, because number one, in our very familiar relationships, we already figure we know what the other person is going to say. We've already figured them out. In fact, I know what you're going to say, so I say something to stop it before you even get started.
Right.
And we build bridges and then rip them down constantly, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I saw or heard a story about one of our common friends, Sky Kirshner, talking in a group and how he diffused mm-hmm. what could have been a volatile situation or
right.
subject. He diffused it by virtue of listening more than talking or offering an opportunity for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is all about? More listening than talking, or what's it up?
To some extent, it involves listening, but it involves listening to oneself as well as to the other person. And the piece of this that may be a little different for some people is it's listening for a person's feeling and their need. What need are they trying to meet? Because the assumption is that everything we do, we're trying to meet some need within ourselves. And so if I can get clear what need you're trying to meet and what need I'm trying to meet, then it can help our understanding of one another.
Do you start right out clearing that up by actually saying, look, can I ask you, what is your point here? Mm-hmm. Is that rude to ask that?
I wouldn't see it. I might ask or reflect back what I heard, you know, like, I hear you saying you're feeling some confusion or you have a need for some clarity.
I always
think
that's condescending.
Okay.
Every time I hear someone say, I think I hear you saying, it sounds as though you're about to, in some way, teach me.
Oh, okay.
Or like I heard somebody one time say to me recently, enlighten me. As if, okay, I know you're about to enlighten me, so enlighten me. I'm going to give you the time. Well, that's condescending to me. Now, I didn't mean you were condescending. I meant the idea of rephrasing what someone's saying. That, and you say it right here, learn to negotiate respectfully, a partner, parent, or coworker. I think that's the choice of words and choice of that body language.
It's really important.
The sincerity of what you're saying is so important, because I think my wife will attest to this. You can be saying one thing and meaning to be respectful, but being received as being disrespectful, changing the entire outcome.
Right. And then we want to clarify even further, you know, and be even more respectful to get clarity on what would be respectful. So in a sense, all of us are continuing to learn how to do this. And so we've been having practice sessions for anybody who wants to come. They're just open to the public. So every Monday at lunch over at First Presby on the third floor where our offices are, people can come and bring their lunch and practice from 12 to 1.
Wow. How do we practice? I mean, what do you do?
People bring whatever issue, or we just see who's there and what their interests might be for the day.
Okay.
And then we plan how we're going to use the compassionate communication to respond to whatever may be going on with them.
So you could set up a scenario of, say, a political issue or some sort of social issue and say, take two different perspectives on it and then talk about that.
Well, or we can, people frequently have live issues already going on with them. You know, they just had this interchange that they feel like didn't go very well, or like the piece you were just mentioning, you know, if somebody says back to you, I hear you saying how that doesn't feel comfortable, then frequently we have live issues that we can take and walk through these steps and get some clarity. So they can either come Monday at lunchtime, or the fourth Tuesday of the month, we also, in the evening from 6 to 7:30, we have a free practice
session. I think that's incredible. Absolutely free. Are you hearing that, folks? Because if you want to get yourself into it, they don't have to call in or sign up, do they? Just stop by?
No,
or?
Just show up. And especially if people want to test this out to see if it's something that works for them, or they want to know a little bit more to see if they'd like to learn more. It's just sort of a way they can either test the waters, or they can, if they've been doing it some or been trying it, they can bring their own concerns or questions.
All right, absolutely free. I think that's a pretty good thing. You're a sister. That means you're a nun. Where's the habit? Where's your little thing?
Oh, not since the late 60s.
No kidding. No, because of reform of the church, right?
Well, we went back to our history in France, and we discovered that when our sisters first started in 1650 in France, that they didn't dress any different than the people of the day. They just wore the dress of the widow because that was the only woman who could be on the street without her husband or her father. So they just, we stopped doing it.
So, well, I like you like this. I want you to have your own personality, and you have it. So you
believe me, she does have her own personality.
She's got that hair, she's got that big smile. You know, if you can see what I'm seeing, you're a pretty lady. I don't want to take away from that. All right, well, I know there was good reasons for all those things. Nonviolent communication, be respectful. If you're going to rephrase somebody's statement, don't just say, listen, I hear what you're saying, now I want to tell you what I'm saying. That's not how to say that, right? You would be more like, if I hear what you're saying, you're trying to explore this or say that, and then rephrase it. Then they can correct you if they need to.
There are some other options, yes, if you'd like to try them. The compassionate communication is very much into not correcting other people. It's very much into not, you know, saying this is right and that's wrong. It's trying to move away from the judging, blaming, criticizing, labeling.
Rosie, do you get many couples in this program?
It's very helpful, I think, for couples, for anybody who wants to improve their connection with somebody else.
All right. So whether it's your family, it's your spousal arrangements, if it's your company, your small business, or maybe you're a salesperson and feels like your communication skills aren't working for you, I can recommend Rosie here, and you can check her out on Mondays at the noon hour on the alternate date is?
At the fourth Tuesday. The next one will be June 23.
Okay. All right. You can call her over there at the church if you want to. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate that. I like spreading the word on things like that. It's good to be able to communicate.
And thank you very much. This was delightful.